From WBUR Boston, this is Here and Now, a daily digest of news and culture.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
This is the WBUR News Podcast for Wednesday, October 3rd, a service of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Bob Oakes. Coming up today, we preview the Red Sox first-round playoff series against the Angels opening tonight. And first, many state lawmakers are taking a wait-and-see attitude, but some are expressing skepticism about the Patrick administration's new plan to consolidate state transportation agencies. Some worry a merger might mean less public scrutiny. The governor's reform, which is still in its planning phase, seeks to merge the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority, the State Highway Department, and the MBTA. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
The administration would put the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority, the Massachusetts Highway Department, and control of all other state-owned bridges under a new authority. It would be called the Massachusetts Transportation Authority, or MassTrans for short. The MassTrans Board would replace the Turnpike and MBTA boards. It would also assume control of the budgets and debt for each of these now separate agencies. Transportation Secretary Bernard Cohen says one goal is to cut costs.
What we're looking at here is a reform package that will save money, that will reduce overhead, and that will take the best advantage of the resources we have today.
Cohen says the consolidation would also help the state set priorities and make more rational transportation decisions.
Right now, we don't have a transportation plan that looks at where's the Commonwealth headed from an economic point of view. What are our environmental goals? What are we trying to accomplish between transportation and public health? Where are the needs greatest in terms of the condition of our infrastructure? And that is an integral part of the reform that we're proposing today.
Cohen expects to file a bill that spells out the reorganization plan by late November. This isn't the first time the legislature will consider consolidation. Prior administrations have proposed merging transportation agencies and failed. Legislative leaders are reluctant to say much based on the one-and-a-half-page draft summary the Patrick administration released yesterday. But a member of the legislature's appointed Transportation Finance Commission, Michael Widmer, says the plan is a good first step towards closing the state's $20 billion shortfall.
But the question is whether it is so complicated that it becomes impossible to get through the legislature and becomes a gigantic distraction from the larger issue of raising revenues to meet our transportation needs.
Transportation Finance Commission Chairman Stephen Silvera says the administration is wise to look for savings before considering some of his group's other recommendations, a hike in the gas tax, new tolls, or fees.
You need to move on the cost side of the equation first before the public is asked to pay any more money. They need to be convinced that their money will be well spent.
The Patrick administration stresses that it does have a separate plan to raise money for road and bridge repairs, piles of coins, not from tolls, but from slot machines at proposed casinos. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger at the State House.
To listen to WBUR's special series on the state of Massachusetts roads and bridges, go to our website, WBUR.org. Playoff baseball is back in Boston. Red Sox play the Angels tonight at Fenway in Game 1 of their best-of-five first-round playoff matchups. Josh Beckett starts for Boston tonight against the Angels' John Lackey. Joining us this morning for a preview of the game and the series is baseball analyst and author of the book Red Sox Century, Glenn Stout. Glenn, thanks for speaking with us again on Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Glenn, the Sox and the Angels met 10 times in the regular season. The Sox won 6 of those games and outscored the Angels by almost 24 runs in those games. Do you think that means the Red Sox have the edge here?
Yeah, I really think it does in terms of the Angels, because I think every team has one or two teams that they really don't match up well against. And for the Angels, that seems to be the Red Sox. When they play in Fenway Park, in particular, the Angels, whose game depends more on speed and base running and, you know, hitting balls into the gap, they're a little claustrophobic in Fenway Park. So that really helps Boston, I think, that the series is opening in Fenway and that they have the home field advantage.
How big a role will injuries play in these first-round games? The Red Sox finally seem to be healthy again. The Angels are coming into the series banged up.
Yeah, that's really huge. I mean, the Angels have a hard time in Boston when they're healthy, but they are banged up right now. Vladimir Guerrero has problems with some tendonitis in his arm, and that's going to cause them to do some different things in their lineup that they'd rather not do. Chances are that Vladimir is going to DH, which puts, you know, somebody else in the outfield and causes just a lot of ripple effect all the way through the lineup, making a difficult task a little more difficult.
Let's talk about starting pitching. Josh Beckett gets a start tonight. Dice K in Game 2 on Friday. Kurt Schilling gets a start on Game 3 on Sunday. You like the Red Sox starting pitching in short series?
Well, once again, I think this really features the Red Sox. John Lackey, who's pitching Game 1 for the Angels, hasn't pitched particularly well against Boston. And the real key, I think, is that Dice K has not faced the Angels at all. And if you look at how Dice K has pitched and performed over the year, he's been much better against teams when he faces them the first time than when they see him for the second time and have an idea of what's coming. So all that stuff lines up for Boston to win in about 4, which is probably why they'll lose in 5.
Second half of the season, the Red Sox had a very difficult time producing runs when Dice K was on the mound. Do you think they're over that?
Well, I think so. I mean, David Ortiz has had a couple of cortisone shots in the last 5-6 weeks, and he just had one the other day, and that really is helping him with that knee problem. Manny's back in the lineup. Those two guys, healthy and hitting, set everything else up for the Red Sox. You know, really, the Red Sox are going into this postseason, I think, not only favored to win this first series, but favored to win the pennant and to win the World Series. They haven't been in this position before.
You know, that answer forces me to ask this question. What's the Red Sox Achilles heel? Where could the problem be?
Well, I think the Achilles heel is if they don't reach expectations early in this first series. A 5-game series is very, very dangerous. It's easy to imagine a scenario, for instance, where the Angels steal a game in Boston and then go out to Los Angeles with a lot of confidence, play Angels baseball, and take the series in 4 games. That's why Game 1 is hugely important in these short series.
Which means the home field advantage at Fenway Park is big for the Red Sox tonight.
Oh, it really, really is, particularly the way Fenway Park is now, where there's even more people than there used to be. It's a little more claustrophobic for teams that come in here that aren't really accustomed to playing there, you know.
Looking at one other contest, which we have to look at because we're always looking over our shoulders, Yankees open the postseason tomorrow against the Indians in Cleveland. Who do you like in that series?
It doesn't really favor the Yankees. Cleveland has a lot of things going for them there. One is that their ace, C.C. Sabathia, is starting Game 1. The Yankees haven't seen him since 2004, and Sabathia is a great pitcher. If the Indians can jump on the Yankees early and get a run going, I think it's going to be very difficult for New York. Conversely, if the Yankees can beat Sabathia in Game 1, I don't give the Indians any chance whatsoever.
Glenn Stout, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
Glenn Stout is author of Red Sox Century and Yankee Century, and he has a new book just out, published, called The Cubs. This podcast is a free service of WBUR Boston. To make a contribution to support the news, go to our website, wbur.org.